Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The last book the Apostle Paul wrote, which would be at the end of his ministry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul said this, I left Trophimus. I left him Miletus sick. Isn't that interesting? Paul, the apostle, he used to heal people. Matter of fact, I got notes here and I want, you know, in Acts chapter number 14, verse 8 through 10, he healed a crippled man that was crippled from birth in Lystra. The Bible says he was crippled from his mother's womb. And Paul came and healed that man. And the man was able to walk. So Paul had the ability to heal early in his ministry. Matter of fact, I love this one in Acts chapter 19. Again, time won't allow because I got a lot to do here, a lot to talk about this morning. Reference that, Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. The Bible tells us that in Ephesus, special miracles occurred in Ephesus, where even clothes or handkerchiefs that was on the body of Paul, that if people got that handkerchief, now you wouldn't want my handkerchief. But if you got a hold of Paul's handkerchief, read it. It's neat. In Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, you get a hold of Paul's handkerchief, guess what? You got healed. Things of that nature. It was neat. In Philippians chapter number 2, Paul wrote, Epaphroditus was sick unto the point of death. Here's my question then. Paul the apostle had the ability to heal, and we see that he even had, I love these. These faith healing preachers, they got them healing cloths. Where do you think they got that from? You know, from Paul. They ain't no such thing as healing. But Paul did. He had the real thing, man. Anyway, he had the real healing cloths. Well, later in Paul's ministry, he lost that ability to heal because he left Trophimus sick, Epaphroditus, to the point of death. If you read that in Philippians chapter 2, 27, he left him there, Epaphroditus, to the point of death. And he said, I was distressing because I thought he was going to die. Well, Paul, why didn't you heal him? Obviously, Paul lost his gift of healing. Let me give you one more. 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul was with Timothy, verse number 23. And Timothy was in a foreign land, and you know, you don't drink the water. Montezuma's revenge. When you go to Mexico, you don't drink the water. When you go to Africa, you don't drink the water. Same thing happened to Timothy. He was in a foreign land. And Paul told Timothy, Timothy, drink a little bit of wine for thy stomach's sake, for your ailments and all. Oh, Paul, why didn't you just heal him? Well, Paul lost that ability to heal. I don't know when, but what was happening, as Paul was writing epistles and letters, little by little by little, people started losing these spiritual gifts that we would see. And by the time Revelation came along in AD 95, all of these gifts were done away with. Are you following? When that which is perfect is come, when it's complete, when it's brought to the end, the Word of God, when it's complete, then that which is in part, what's in part, preacher? I'm glad you asked. The tongues, the healings, the prophesying, the knowledge, all these gifts before the Word of God was complete, they were done away with. Interesting. When the Bible was completed, there was no need anymore for these spiritual gifts that were given, and they were done away with. Verse number 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Paul's talking about growing in the Lord. When I was a child, of course, like playing with toys and all. Hopefully, when you become an adult, you're no longer playing with toys. I know. When I became a man, I matured. I put away childish things. And this is what Paul is talking about. He's preparing them. Not that these spiritual gifts were childish, but that's what they were relying on. And the Bible, when it's completed, matter of fact, as it was being completed, there's scripture after scripture about coming into the full knowledge of the Lord. As you get more knowledge, let me give you, I had a devotion, so I told you every Sunday, every day, every morning, have a devotion. I have a couple of devotional books and I have on private reading. This morning just happened to be in Acts chapter number 18 in one of my readings this morning, where the Apostle Paul was in Ephesus and he left Ephesus, and a fellow by the name of Apollos came, and there were two people there, Priscilla and Aquila, or Aquila and Priscilla. I think Aquila was the husband. Priscilla was the wife. Paul had won them to the Lord. He had taught them things. Paul was in Ephesus. Well, Paul had left, and here comes Apollos, who was a great orator, and he was a great speaker. He was what you call like an evangelist. And the Bible says in Acts chapter number 18 that when he came to Ephesus, all he knew really was the baptism of John. He didn't know church doctrine. Well, what happened? Paul was in Ephesus, and he taught Aquila and Priscilla church doctrine while he was there. And the Bible tells in Acts chapter number 18 that when Apollos came to Ephesus, that Aquila and Priscilla began to teach Apollos things from the Word of God that he did not know before. How did they get it? They got it from the Apostle Paul. Where did the Apostle Paul get his? From Jesus sitting at the, remember, all, there's so much here. But that knowledge began to increase and increase, and they quit being the childish things and relying on the gifts. Now you rely on the Word of God. That's what it's saying. When I became a man, I put away childish things. As the church needed these gifts, they needed those gifts until the Word of God came. Had to have them. Matter of fact, let me go back to you with Mark chapter number 16. It's just rolling my head. Remember the Great Commission about going to all the world, preach gospel to every creature. Turn me Mark 16. I don't want to quote it. I want to quote it, that part of the Great Commission. Remember, they did not have the completed word. Verse number 15, the Great Commission. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, no matter who they are, Jew and Gentile. Let's skip down to verse number 17. And these things shall follow them which believe. These are these miracles, these gifts. In my name shall they cast out devils, shall they speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink anything, it shall not hurt them. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall not recover. Now look in verse number 20. And they went forth into all the world, preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. They did not have the completed word of God. So they had these supernatural gifts, these signs, the healings, the miracles, the gift of tongues. Are you following the thought? But when the word of God was completed, they didn't need it because they confirmed the word with the word. Does that make sense? They confirmed their word with the word. And so when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I couldn't comprehend, understood things of God. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When the word of God was complete, the churches would need to transition to a more mature and excellent way of serving God. A way without the gifts, a more excellent way. Remember, we looked at that in chapter number 12, verse number 31. I'm going to show you a more excellent way than the spiritual gifts, temporary gifts. I'm going to show you a more spiritual way. And the more excellent way was the way of faith, the way of hope, and the way of charity. And with the Word of God, it will guide you in that way. Verse number 12. For now, we see, let me read the verse. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I know. I want you to notice the contrast between two words. Now and then.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.